I'll try to top that. My name's Ben Ortiz. I'm an independent art curator and a cultural worker for 40-some-odd years. And I knew Lisa. Junior curator at the Housatonic Museum of Art. And I see this incredible human being coming up, and that's all you can see, her eyes, and this incredible clothing. And you can see some of the textiles that she created, that she put on herself. And I said, wow, that's an incredible human being. And I saw this person. And she says, hi, my name is Lisa. And then that's when we started the relationship almost 30-some-odd years. And for me, it was an honor and a pleasure to know her and know of her and know of how she thought as an artist, but also as a human being. And I wanted a reflection, give you some reflections of my experience with Lisa. Two things was when I invited her when I was a curator at the UConn Stanford Gallery, and I did an exhibition entitled Connecticut Living Treasures. And most definitely, Lisa was one of them. And I asked her, I said, how does it feel to be a Connecticut Living Treasure? She stopped, she paused, and she said, She said, I don't know. She was kind of perplexed. So what she did was, she said, in her kind words, she said, well, I guess I'm being part of this. And in which Mr. Fisher was part of that exhibition, in which it was really one of the most interesting exhibitions in my museum career that we did, and I think about 30 weekends to it. So I felt that, you know, I did my job as a curator to acknowledge artists like Lisa in this exhibition, and it's almost like validating that, yeah, I made it to big time in the gallery. But I think one of the most incredible experiences that she had, when I brought Cynthia Rosenwald from the Meditech over to do a studio visit, and so she went, and she was really impressed with Cynthia Rosenwald, the curator, and made a proposal to her. After, I don't know, several hours hanging out with her and talking and conversation and everything else, Cynthia went up to her and says, I would like to buy a sculpture similar to that, but much larger, almost 11 feet, 12 feet high, of a gray and copper mesh sculpture that she created in the 80s that she had in her studio. Cynthia went bananas over it. She said, well, we would like to purchase this, and this is going to be in the permanent collection of the museum. Oh my gosh, she was so thrilled. You should have seen her. She said, she was so thrilled. I don't know what she was just like over herself. She was, if she could have done cartwheel, she would have. That's how excited she was. So when the day that came, the piece was wrapped up and ready to be shipped to the museum, I think she almost fell over when the check came up and was in the check. And she says, and I said, yes, Lisa, you are in the collection. Another validation. But one of the most interesting things and most memorable that I'll always remember